Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Just moments ago, the Federal Reserve said it will not raise interest rates right now. Most economists were betting that Fed Chair Janet Yellen would wait until the end of the year to make the move, and they were right. Ann Owen is an economist at Hamilton College and a former member of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. She joins us now. Hello, Professor Owen.
Hello, how are you? Just to be clear, I was a member of the staff at the Board of Governors.
Okay, and what do you think of the Fed's move today?
I think it was widely expected, as you said. I think that the statement that they released indicates that it's an optimistic statement in some sense because it indicates they think the economy is strengthening, but it also represents some considerable disagreement among the FOMC members.
Well, and what you mean by that is that there were three dissenters among the members. Is that unusual, do you think, to have that many people say, actually, we should be raising rates?
Three dissenters is a little bit unusual. It's not unheard of, and it often happens when there is a lot of uncertainty about the current state of the economy, which is, I think, the situation that we're in. There's arguments that the economy is very strong, and there's also arguments that the Fed can wait a little bit longer before it makes a move.
Well, what do you think that this decision not to move today and what most economists think at this point is the Fed is not going to raise rates on its next meeting, which is a week before the presidential election, but may well do it in mid-December at the meeting after that. But what does this mean for ordinary Americans that rates will stay where they've been since last December?
Right. I think that in terms of doing any type of like long-term planning, I think that what this means is that for at least the next few months, there's not going to be much change in interest rates. But the Fed is telling us that eventually they are going to raise rates. So to the extent that you're doing long-term planning, so that's the direction that rates are going to go up.
And when you look at what's happening in the markets right now, the stock market, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, up about 53 points or about 0.3% right now. After the last rate increase, which was last December, the stock market dropped some 12% over the next month or so. Do you think that when the Fed finally does raise rates, that we're going to see another correction in the market?
Well, I think if the Fed telegraphs its next rate increase, which at this point would be expected to be in December, that you probably won't see a reaction on the day of the meeting, but markets will be adjusting. And I think right now the expectation is that the Fed will raise rates 25 basis points in the middle of December. If the Fed does that, there probably won't be very large movements in the market because that's what people are already basing their behavior on. So it's already priced into the market.
And when you say 25 basis points, by the way, you're talking about 0.25%.
Econo-speak. Yeah, sorry.
Well, and what about the issue of inflation? Because this is the reason that people want the Fed to raise rates right now is because they're worried that we're going to see inflation creep up. Are you worried about that at all?
I think that what the issue is with inflation is that currently inflation is actually too low. The current rate of inflation is lower than where the Fed would like it to be. The real problem with inflation is that there's a lot of momentum in the process that generates inflation. So what the concern is that if the Fed does not act quick enough or soon enough, then it would already be too late.
Do you think that if the Fed raises rates, it's going to have a big impact on the housing market later this year?
It's very hard to predict exactly how people will react. But because the Fed has been pretty good about telegraphing what it's thinking, a movement of 25 basis points shouldn't really have a big impact on the housing market in December.
And Owen, when you look at this big picture, we've had rates near zero at this point for basically ever since the financial crisis. Did you think that we would be here in 2016 and we'd still be at such a low rate from the Fed?
No, I think this is a very unusual situation. And I think one of the things that actually makes this a very hard decision for the Fed is that what the Fed is currently doing right now is extremely unusual. It's extremely accommodating. And so the question and the way the Fed is actually talking about what they're doing is not, oh, we're going to raise rates because we need to contract the economy. They're thinking about raising rates just to bring things back to normal.
Right.
And I think that's probably a better way for people to think about what's happening right now.
That's Ann Owen, an economist at Hamilton College in New York State. And she's talking with us about the news just moments ago. The Federal Reserve is going to leave interest rates where they are right now, which means the expectation is that they will raise them in December. Ann Owen, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.